flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
I think it's fairly similar to kind of what I feel like we've adopted this year. And again, they control the ball extremely well. They don't make bad decisions. Obviously, Patrick is one of the greatest to ever play the game. And they're one of the greatest teams to ever be assembled. Going for a three-peat, and that's what everybody wants to be in this league, is to have the sustained success that they've had. But again, they play great situational football. They understand when it's time to go and when it's time to kind of fend off someone. So, that's what we're aiming to be.
Josh Allen on the AFC Championship game opponent, the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, as we welcome in Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Buddy, it's good to have you on with us. And I'm going to tee you up and let you go because Gino told me that you feel the Chiefs are being disrespected. Man, I just heard 35 seconds of Josh Allen praising the opponent.
Sean
Who's
McDermott.
Disrespecting these Kansas City Chiefs?
Nobody in Western New York is disrespecting the Chiefs, Jay. Thanks for coming on, Jay.
Well, before we start, I wanted a majestic imperial stout, please, from Three Heads. So before we start,
we can get that done for you, Jay. Don't worry.
Excuse me. I may or may not have just pulled a Trembalki. Hey, the disrespect is real. It may not be coming from Josh Allen. It's not coming from the Chiefs to the Bills either. I mean, we put a poll out this morning. People go check it out, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, about Josh Allen. 65% of Kansas City, that's the quarterback that brings doubt in their minds when they play him. So 65% of the people respect Josh Allen. But it's the national shows, guys. It's everywhere, from Coward, Jason McIntyre, Schlereth, you name it. It's bagging the Chiefs, and every call goes their way. But they don't want to look at facts. I recommend everybody go to look at Josh Dubow's Twitter from the AP. He's from the AP, and he spells it out. The Chiefs have more penalty yards. Patrick Mahomes is behind like 9 other quarterbacks as far as getting pass interference called down the field on him. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the disrespect, it's gotten so bad. I'm like, you know what? If I'm the Chiefs, everybody's crapping on them. I don't know if I do any national interviews. I mean, I would just put the kibosh on that. Do local only or in your market or whatever, but don't do national interviews because everybody just continues to disrespect. I mean, you guys saw a little bit of it in Buffalo, especially with Josh Allen having the referee come over and talk to him on the sidelines. People were like in Kansas City were like, man, can you imagine if that would happen to Mahomes? If that referee would have gone over to Mahomes on the sideline, people would have lost their ever-loving minds. But I feel that both these teams get disrespected, to be honest with you, a bit.
Well, Vinovich going over, and it was just basically to lecture Josh, hey, don't do that again.
Yeah.
That looked unusual. But Jay, I'm sorry, I'm not buying this. You're going for a three-peat. You in the postseason, you have owned Buffalo. This is manufactured BS coming from me.
Hey, guys,
I'm sorry.
You know what? You can say that, but there's a show that comes out on ESPN every day from New York. It's called The Sportsmanlike. So with Evan Cohen and Chris Canty, the former NFL player, and Michelle Smallwood is on there, and their poll question today was, are the Chiefs boring? Are the Chiefs too boring? Hey, no, seriously, that was their poll question. And, they were talking about how the internet, nobody likes the Chiefs, that they're too boring. And I'll remind people that last year, the Chiefs-Bills game brought in 50 million viewers. Now, the Ravens-Bills game was a big game. That brought in 42 million viewers.
Right.
There was 50 million that watched the Chiefs. They were the first team ever on Amazon. They were the first playoff game ever on Peacock. They were the first game ever on Netflix. The NFL uses them. They had three games within 11 days. They got a lot of rest, and people went crazy about the Chiefs getting rest. And I have to remind them, do they need reminding? The Chiefs have played a full season longer than any player in the National Football League. And I understand that some of these guys are newer and have been rookies, but they played two straight years when they played all the way to the Super Bowl. And when you play every year, Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, they played every year either to overtime in the AFC title game or the Super Bowl. So if they want to give them rest, so be it. They did play three games within 11 days there around Christmas time. They are 7-1 this year against playoff teams, the only NFL team that remotely came close to beating seven playoff teams during the regular season was the Kansas City Chiefs. But people didn't understand the fact that they gave them rest. Well, everybody got rest. Josh Allen played one play against the Patriots to keep his streak alive. The Rams rested everybody. All these teams rested all these players, but the only team people wanted to give crap to was the Chiefs.
Well, Jay, are you confusing fatigue with disrespect? Because honestly, like, we lived through this with the Patriots. Oh, gosh, these guys again? That's where the country is with the Chiefs, okay? Yes, and all of a sudden, you can't tell me there hasn't been some sort of horseshoe up this team, you know what, this year, between a doink field goal and a call here and a bad snap. I mean, yes, you could say we prepared for that against the Denver Broncos, but like, okay, here we are again with this team.
Well, so, didn't Washington have a doinked field goal in the playoffs? But nobody's saying anything about that. Oh, man, look at the Commanders. They're the feel-good story. They doinked the field goal in the playoffs. The Chiefs do in the regular season. It's like, oh, my God, the Chiefs are so lucky. Well, when you continue to put yourself in position for a chance to win, people have a hard time with it. And this league is tough. And I love former players that talk about it, like Chris Canty. We'll talk about it. When you are where they're at, and you've gone seven straight years with all different personnel, playing different styles of football, from wide open offenses to, you know, more ball control offenses, but you've gone all the way either to losing in overtime to Tom Brady or Joe Burrow. Those are the only two losses, but those happened in the AFC title game in overtime. And I think people forget the year that the Chiefs got the ball first in overtime. The Bills fans don't forget, because Patrick Mahomes goes down and scores a touchdown. They win. And the Bills went nuts about it. Oh, we got to change this rule. We got to change this rule. Both teams need possessions. Well, that's fine. But they forget that 2018, the Chiefs played the New England Patriots. That happened. Tom Brady won the toss in overtime, went down and scored a touchdown against the Chiefs, and they lost the game. The same thing happened to the Chiefs that happened to the Buffalo Bills, but the rule wasn't changed in the NFL until it happened to the Bills.
What do you see about this Bills team, from your perspective, Jay, that makes you nervous about Sunday?
I've liked this team all year round. I told you guys at the beginning of the year, we'll talk to you again in January, because I thought that the two best teams would be playing. It's the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. I have none but respect. I've called Josh Allen the MVP all season long. I love the way that they play football. I love the fact that there's not this huge amount of talent on that offense, but they're just smart. The way that Joe Brady, the way they're running the offense, the way that they're doing things. There's not a lot of household names on the Bills offense. There's not a lot of household names on the Chiefs offense. The Chiefs only had one receiver that had a catch in the last playoff game against the Texans. Just one. It was Worthy. That was the only receiver. Hopkins didn't have any. Hollywood Brown didn't have any. Worthy was the only receiver. Yes, they had tight ends. A couple tight ends made catches, but only one receiver made catches. They find a way to win with different talent, a lot like Buffalo. I remember in 2015 when the Royals won the World Series over the Mets. Sorry, Gene.
Wow.
But he was at the victory parade, and he said, the MVP of the league, not on our team. Offensive player of the year, not on our team. We're the World Series champions. That's the way it is with this team. They're not winning any awards. Last year at the NFL Awards, they didn't have an assistant coach of the year win, coach of the year win, MVP, but they won nothing. They weren't even up for any awards, but they go out and they win the Super Bowl. Andy Reid can't buy a coach of the year. He's only won one. 2002 was the only time he won Coach of the Year. Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland has won it twice. Matt Nagy's even won it. Andy Reid is one of four human beings to have over 300 wins in the National Football League. He's sitting at 27 postseason wins. The great Bill Belichick has 31 postseason wins. That means Andy Reid is four wins away from being the winningest postseason coach in the history of the National Football League. But he cannot buy a coach of the year. But I'm sorry, repeating and being good every single year, having the bulls on your back, is tougher than these teams that fail and just win three games or four games and all of a sudden, you know, have a turnaround the next year. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that's a flawed award. We can all kind
it's
of
a flawed award.
Yeah, it's
all,
a flawed
award. It's
like,
an award.
Yeah, it should be just you exceeded our expectations award. Jay Binkley, 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City, is our guest. Jay, this was a legit topic, and we got feedback on both ways. Leading into Bills Ravens, all right, Bills fans, what would you rather have? Would you rather have the Texans upset the Chiefs and have the AFC Championship game, or would you rather go to Arrowhead? Because, Jay, you know your sports history. It is filled with teams that there was the opposing team in their path. The NBA really known for this. Hey, we're the Celtics. No, finally the Pistons got over on them. The Bulls with Jordan, finally they got over on the Pistons. You look at the Red Sox, finally they got past the Yankees. For the Buffalo Bills, Jay, this feels only right to be playing at Arrowhead on Sunday. Nobody here is afraid.
No, if they come in here and win, you know, that's, you know, pretty much cements the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen's, you know, place in history. I mean, there's some pressure on both these quarterbacks, you know. It's Josh Allen being able to punch through and make it to the Super Bowl. It's the pressure on Mahomes to go out and repeat. Who knows what this team looks like next year? Who knows if Kelce plays another down, you know, after this? There's a lot of question marks, you know, on the Chiefs, and they've been bagged all year. And I'll say this. Last year, the fact that the Chiefs had to go to Buffalo and win, the fact they had to go to Baltimore and win, was good for this team. Because nationally, the narrative last year was, oh, let Mahomes go win on the road. He can't go win on the road. And he goes historically. They beat top six offensives and scoring defenses every single time through the playoffs. They go on the road, win in Buffalo, win in Baltimore, and they win on a neutral facility, beating the Niners yet again. But winning in Buffalo, I mean, look at Mahomes' splits. You guys would be amazed if you look at his splits. He's better on the road. He's got a better completion percentage, a lot more touchdowns, a lot more yards. Like, he's a better quarterback on the road than he has been at home. And last year when the narrative is, oh, we'll get the Chiefs at Arrowhead, see if they can win. So the fact that they went on the road and won in Buffalo, that was huge. I look at, even though they won the AFC title game, I look at that game a lot like the Bills in Kansas City. Because I think that shut a lot of people up that Mahomes can win on the road, because there was that question, can he win in the postseason on the road? Because everything else has been at Arrowhead. But winning in Buffalo, I think, gave this team confidence. Now, if Josh Allen comes to Arrowhead Stadium and beats the Chiefs, I look at it very, very similar to both those quarterbacks' paths.
Jay, how's the protection been for Mahomes? We know there's been a lot of shuffling on that offensive line.
It's been better. It's been better. He hasn't really turned the ball over since that Buffalo Bills game that the Chiefs lost in Orchard Park. He's not taking sacks. He was sacked, 35 times through the first 14 games and hasn't been sacked as much. He's been getting a lot of pressures. The one thing the Chiefs did is they moved all-pro guard Joe Tooney, who's all-pro again, tackle, out to left tackle. So he goes from guard to tackle, and that's made a difference. Although, it was met with some resistance. Like Andy Reid, it took him a while to make that move. And there was a question who was going to even play left tackle this week, if it's going to be Humphreys that they picked up that played with Arizona last year, or is it going to be Tooney? Because I know this is getting down in the weeds and silly, but he's got 32.25-inch arms. Okay. Andy Reid's tackles have always been like 34.25-inch arms. I mean, he likes longer reach for left tackles. And even though Joe Tooney, you know, but he's an all-pro guard, playing guard and tackler, two different positions. But because he's so good and is the first guy in NFL history his first 3 years to play in the Super Bowl, because he was with the Patriots back then when they went on that run, and he's been a big part of the Chiefs' success. But that was the strength of the Chiefs, the interior with Tooney and Creed Humphrey, the center, and Trey Smith, the other guard. They've had some weakness at tackle. Weakness at tackle, but not on the interior part of the line. But Joe Tooney will be the left tackle for the Chiefs this week. Ever since they made that switch a couple of weeks ago when he went from left guard out to play left tackle, it's been sufficient. It's not been great. Buffalo has been getting to the quarterback, even though their sack numbers are exactly like the Chiefs during the regular season. What, 39 sacks was the same. But the Chiefs are getting to the quarterback. They had 8 sacks this past week against the Texans. They want to cry in all of them after the game and talk about the refs. Well, don't give up 8 sacks and don't miss 3 kicks. Maybe you'll win a football game. But they were sacked 8 times in that game. So the Chiefs were getting after the quarterback. Chris Jones is playing like a beast. And then George Karloftis, who's a former first-round pick, as well as Trent McDuffie playing well, he had 3 sacks in that game against the Texans. So the Chiefs are getting the quarterback. They just can't let Josh Allen get out of the pocket. I mean, that killed him last time. When he gets out of the pocket, he's such a good runner. He can hurt the Chiefs. And, you know, it's really probably the player they don't want to play is Josh Allen just because of what he can do. I mean, look, he beat the Chiefs earlier this year. He can clearly do it, and this offense is good. If there's one team that can beat him, it's the Buffalo Bills.
Do we have to brace for design plays for Xavier Worthy? I mean, is Andy Reid, it's not only something to win, but I want to win with style points. I want to remind you in Western New York that this is what you gave to us.
Well, you know, he's been good, and you look at his numbers, and don't just look at his receiving numbers. Look at his rushing numbers and his rushing TDs as well. He's really come on strong. like Rashee Rice last year, who's, by the way, I'll real remind people, he didn't play except the beginning of the year. He's been hurt all year, and Hollywood Brown didn't come back till the end of the year, so they've been without 2 big-time receivers most of the season. It's why they went out and got DeAndre Hopkins, who, by the way, only played 16 snaps the last game. Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins really had limited snaps in the last game. As I mentioned, they only had Xavier Worthy catching the ball, but he's really fitting into this offense. We know what his speed can do. But he's been a nice weapon. They like to use him a lot on the sweeps and a lot of the ways that they use Mecole Hardman, who, by the way, is going to stay on IR. There was talk that he was going to be activated for the Bills game. He will not be. So they'll have to use, well, but Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, they're speed demons on the outside. And that opens some things up for Kelsey in the middle at over 100 yards receiving yet again against the Texans.
Jay, I want to talk about a couple of players who weren't on the field when these two teams met earlier this season. One, I'm curious about the Chiefs' backfield and Pacheco and whether or not he looks like the same running back to you since coming back from his injury. And then the other thing I was going to bring up, knowing that Kansas City is 31st in success rate, 32nd in yards per play when opposing teams are targeting their tight end, Dalton Kincaid did not play earlier this year when these two teams met. Do the Chiefs have a tight end issue when they're defending the tight end, and how does Pacheco look coming out of the backfield?
I think the tight end has been an issue. I mean, the Chiefs have let tight ends really do damage. It was Isaiah Likely doing all that damage for the Ravens when they played the Chiefs earlier this year. Chiefs got the win, but Isaiah Likely had a huge game. But tight ends all across the board have been playing well. And Dalton Kincaid, surely a guy that could do some damage against the Chiefs. But they have had problems stopping tight ends. And as far as Isaiah Pacheco, and I've always said this about Isaiah, the Chiefs have always had a horrible time on 3rd and 4th and 1 because they won't do the tush-push. They just won't do it. Ever since Mahomes dislocated his knee against the Broncos doing a quarterback sneak, they won't do it. Now, I do think they'll do it at some point, whether it's Super Bowl, AFC title game, you name it. Teams aren't expecting it because they don't do it. They haven't done it in, 5 years. They haven't ran quarterback sneaks. But Isaiah Pacheco, as hard as he runs, he doesn't pick up 3rd and 1s and 4th and 1s. It's been a real liability. Kareem Hunt, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion around Kansas City, he's their best running back. And there's been times where they want to keep, you know, going Isaiah Pacheco, going that direction. But then, you know, eventually as the game settles in, it's been Kareem Hunt getting all those short yardage carries and getting the carries because he has a knack for picking up that 3rd and 1 or the 4th and 1 if they decide to go on it. But I think Kareem Hunt is a better running back than Isaiah Pacheco at this point. I don't think that's a big difference for the Chiefs playing the Bills at all.
Jay, it's one of those years where, all right, the NFC Championship game is going to be on. I don't know, like, if Bills fans are going to be fully dialed in, they're going to be, you know, getting everything. And same thing with the Chiefs, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for who you liked in that game. I think we'd all be excited for something new, but to go into Philadelphia for Washington, is that too much to ask? How do you view this matchup?
Well, Philadelphia is very good. I know that people are looking for, you know, Jalen Hurts to throw for 300 yards a game or whatever, but that team is so solid. And with Dallas Goedert, you know, doing what he's doing at the tight end position, and Saquon Barkley, I mean, outside of quarterbacks, I can't think of a better positional player in the NFL than what he's been doing. Washington's been the surprise team, and Dan Quinn, you know, the hat backwards and everything, you know, coaching that team. I thought they'd win the division this year. They didn't, obviously. Philadelphia won it, but I thought they'd be good. And, you know, going back, I do a lot of the draft coverage, of course, in Kansas City. I thought Jaden Daniels is better than Caleb Williams. And said as much, you know, on the draft show. I said Chicago's making a huge mistake because they're going to pull a Trubisky over Mahomes deal again because they picked Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes. So they're doing it again because they're going to take Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels is the truth. That guy is so good in what he does in situational football. He's so smart. And there's a reason why he won the Heisman Trophy, reason why he was so damn good. But I do like Philadelphia to win the game. I think it's not quite Washington's time yet, but next year, look out for them. Can they beat Philadelphia? 100% they could beat them. And I know Philly hasn't been playing great, but they just keep winning. And there's something about that team, with the infighting or you name it, they just find a way to win. If A.J. Brown brings his book on the sideline, which he will, hey, it's been good luck for him.
What's the most interesting Super Bowl matchup you can conjure up?
Obviously, Kansas City and Washington, even though a lot of people thought it was going to be Kansas City and Detroit, but, well, now they've lost both their coordinators, so how good are they going to be going forward? I think Kansas City and Washington, obviously Washington would be the team that everybody would go with nationally. I just don't want to see the Eagles again. We've already seen the 49ers twice in the Super Bowl. This will be twice in the Super Bowl against Philly. And if Buffalo wins, I want to see Buffalo play Washington. I think that would be fun. I think whoever wins this game, I think if Buffalo wins this game, I think they're the Super Bowl champions, to be honest with you. I think they're if they do beat the Chiefs, they will win the Super Bowl. I don't think that's a question. I guess it is a question because weird things happen in the NFL. But I think Buffalo and Washington, or Kansas City and Washington, because I'm tired of seeing Philadelphia. Not that I think they're very good. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, to be honest with you. And I felt that way for a long time, just the way that Sirianni's got this team playing. But I will tell you this much, Washington is they're on the come up, man. This team's going to be a very good team in the future. But I think a lot of people would pick Buffalo or would be rooting for Buffalo if they won this game because, I mean, we've had different polls and stuff before, like who's the next quarterback that's going to win? Who, besides Mahomes, who's going to be the next quarterback to win? And obviously there's a lot of arguments, maybe Burrow or Allen before the season started. And it was Josh Allen. It's been the consensus of who's going to win that next title besides Mahomes.
Jay, I'm going to leave you with this note. This is Mike writing in to us. You can write to us on X, the Fan Rochester, our handle. The vibes in the sports bar need to be high until last call, 6 o'clock Friday. Bring in Binkley or whoever. The Bills are one game away from going to the Super Bowl, and I feel it in my veins.
Well, you do, and, you know, it's a fun team. No, I knew this was going to happen. I told you guys we will see you again in the postseason, and I mean that. And everybody thinks that, oh, you don't like Buffalo, you only like the Chiefs. That's not true. I respect the Buffalo Bills and what they're doing. They're a great football team, and Josh Allen's a tremendous quarterback. I love watching him play. He's unbelievable talent, and it's fun to watch. It's going to be a good game. This is going to be a good game. Buffalo does a lot of things, obviously, that hurts the Chiefs. They just do. And, you know, with Dalton Kincaid and everything else, I mean, this team is, again, it's not like with a bunch of flash. They just find a way to get the job done. That's one thing about Buffalo. They find a way to do it. Although that defense at times has been a little scary for the Bills, you know, you don't need to remind you that. The Houston Texans, I felt like, had a better secondary that they saw last week. But as far as that offense of Buffalo, it's tough to beat that.
Jay, it's great having you on with us, man. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy Sunday, and we'll be listening for you at 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City and the free-to-download Odyssey app, man. All the best.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you guys. If the Bills win, I'll be rooting for them in the Super Bowl, obviously, but they got to get through Kansas City first, but I can't wait. This is, guys, we went 21 years without even a playoff win. before the streak started, back when they won in 2014 with Alex Smith over the Texans, only to be pounced by the Patriots the next week. They went 21 years without a playoff win. So this is they haven't been to an AFC title game except this last seven straight, except for that time they went to Buffalo and lost in January of 94 right. when the Chiefs went there and lost the Bills. But then it was 21 years without a playoff win. So it's been tough, but it's been fun watching these the title games each and every year.
Jay, appreciate you, and hope to talk to you Monday after a Buffalo Bills victory.
There it is.
Yeah, send some of that great Rochester beer over my way.
You got it. You get some three heads, Jay. Take care of yourself, bud.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Jay Binkley. Oh, was that so bad? We'll get some insight there.
It's funny, though. It maybe we do this, too. The perceived slight. Like, yes, it's true that Emmanuel Acho said, you have no talent. Does it really matter? I mean, like, but it's working for the Bills. But to hear, it's a little twisted to say we're disrespected because you're talking about officiating. Like, that was a topic this week. Uh-huh. We can't deny that. Uh-huh. But how is that disrespecting the Chiefs if we're talking about NFL officiating?
I think this falls under the category of, like, what more could you possibly ask for if you're the Chiefs? And you're saying you're disrespected. It's like LeBron. It's like LeBron saying that he feels disrespected.
You will respect me.
Like, don't, LeBron. At worst, you're the second best player in the history of the game. At worst. How much more respect do we need to pile on you? You're the Kansas City Chiefs going for your third straight Super Bowl, a feat that has never been done. How much more respect do you need? And you got a team that's going in there that has lost to you in this moment, in these situations before, without that fear lingering over their head of what happens if we lose. I kind of like the attitude. I kind of like how they're going into Arrowhead. And we've been saying it pretty much all season. It just feels different. It feels different. It feels more grown up. It feels more mature. It feels like the quarterback is playing out of his mind. He's not overthinking things.
No. Like Jay bringing up the topic in one of those talking head shows, are the Chiefs boring? Hey, the Bills are putting up 30 points, but it's not Josh Allen rocket arm downfield. It not since week one. It hasn't been Josh Allen jumping over defenders. It's just been winning football. This is how teams that win, we're going to just hold on to the ball and we're going to impose our will. And if we need Josh Allen, the question is this going to be the week you actually need Josh Allen?
Well, it's nice to know that you can break glass in case of emergency and Superman will show up if you need him to show up. We haven't needed to see it a ton, but when you did see it this through the course of the season, it's like, oh yeah, it's still there. It's still there. And it'll get unlocked when it needs to get unlocked. Can't wait. Sunday's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have pregame coverage for you all Sunday afternoon. We go for the national point of view from Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Network, late nights. He'll be stopping by the sports bar here in about a half an hour or so. Appreciate Jay stopping by. We'll take some of your calls as well if you want to pull up a stool at 866-4326. 585-8664 FAN.
Taking care of your Buffalo Bills fix. 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.